Tonight we're going to start off with a new malacha, having spent a few weeks, Baruch Hashem, looking into a little bit of Hakdamat Hilchos Shabbos, and going into the depths and some of the beauty and the practical halachot that come out of Hadlakat Neirot. It's time that we move on into and start to take our journey through the Lamatet Malachot, see some of the malachot on their own. We saw a little bit about some of the mitzvot aseh, Hadlakat Neirot, some of the machshava by Hilchos Shabbos. Now we're going to take a look at some of the malachot. Tonight we're going to start off, the first malacha we're going to do is borer, okay? The halacha regarding preparing our food, separating food from psolet, from that which is from waste. How can I organize different things around my house? What does it apply to? Does it apply to only food? Does it apply to non-food stuff as well? What are the ways I can do it? What are ways that I can't do it? What is going to be the halacha that come up in Hilchot Borer? Many people may ask, why do we start with Hilchot Borer? I know that I taught high school students a few years ago. We were doing Hilchot, I was asked to teach Hilchot Shabbos. I started with Hilchot Borer, and their rabbi, came over to me and said, I don't get. Why are you starting with Hilchot Borer? Hilchot Borer is like, it's not the easiest malacha for a group of 10th graders. I said, okay, maybe it's not the easiest malacha, but A, as an aside, why are we dafka just striving for easy? We're talking about Talmud Torah. It should be rigorous, intensive, and inspiring. Maybe easy is not what we're looking for. B, the Mishnah Berurah himself opens off Hilchos Borer. We'll see this in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chafetz Chaim, tells us that Malachat Borer, this is the malacha that we stumble upon most. This is like the malacha that at the end of the day comes up more often than anything else, and that we often mess up with more often than anything else. Right? How often does it come up that you find yourself plowing your field on Shabbos?
All the time.
How often do you find that you're dealing with a lot of these more intricate malachot? Borer is something that happens so commonly in our lives on a day-to-day basis, whether it's just choosing what color pen I want to take out of the drawer, choosing which socks I'm going to wear, which shirt I'm going to wear. These are questions that come up in borer, assuming, how am I going to, can I take the skin off my chicken or not? What happens when a fly falls into my soup? Can I use a Brita pitcher or a water bottle with a Brita straw on Shabbos? What about tea bags? Right, you have a box of tea over there. Can I use a tea bag on Shabbos? Assuming I can, Bishul questions aside, right, from a borer standpoint. And even if I use a tea bag, am I allowed to take the tea bag out of my cup? Because then it is going to be borer because the water is going to drip out of all my holes. How can I do many of these really practical halakha l'maisa questions that come up with borer? As an aside, it should be noted, one of the things that's really unique about borer that lefi aniut daiti, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't really apply in any other malachot, let alone really almost any area in halacha. In all of Hilchot Borer, right, in all of Siman, Shin Yud Tet, and Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah only really counts two Isurei Derabanan, besides the hours the Gemara mentions. Hilchot Borer is the most incredible malacha, because it's very, very structured. There's a very, very fundamental klal. There is a principle that carries us from the first step into the world of Hilchot Borer. And the minute you understand this principle, the yisod, the foundation of the malacha, you are able to transfer that into every single practical case that will come up on a day-to-day basis. Okay, realistically speaking, with Borer, there's a very, very solid foundation. When we understand that basis, then it applies everywhere. Almost everything in Hilchot Borer is an Isur D'oraita or Mutra L'chatchila. There's none of this gray area of, Behefsed Meruba, Shatat Chak, Tsar, etc. We don't have to get into any of these discussions, Shogeg, Mazid, etc. As they come up, obviously. But when it comes to it, almost everything in Borer is Asur M'D'oraita, Mutra lechatchila. There's very little of the gray area, or Isur derabanan, or this yes, this no. Things are very, very clear cut. But to do that, you need to know the klalim. You need to know the basics of it. So let's get rolling. The Mishnah Berurah opens off before he starts the siman. The Mishnah Berurah, he does this once in a while. Before a siman begins, he starts off with sif katan aleph with a little bit of hakdama. He'll give us a little bit of an introduction into the world of the malacha or the halacha that we're starting, right? Rav Shechter Shlita often likes to say, people learn the Mishnah Berurah as a very basic kitzer, shulchan aruch, right? You learn it to know, psak halacha, what should I do, what should I do? And Rav Shechter said, the more halacha you learn, the more you realize that the Mishnah Berurah is not a Kitzer halacha sefer. The Mishnah Berurah is an Ian sefer going through some incredible depth where he brings you machloket Rishonim, Gedolei Ha'Achronim, etc. The Mishnah Berurah is not a Kitzer sefer. It's a very, very deep Ian sefer. And the more you learn halacha, the more you realize that. You see that sometimes when the Mishnah Berurah does short hakdamot into certain malachot, all of a sudden he kind of is pores, he spreads, right? His Bevet Ramah, his pores mapah, he opens up and sets the table for us to what's about to come ahead in such a beautiful, clear, concise, and practical way, in a way that really only the Mishnah Berurah does. I don't know where, if anyone could pass Makorot back, that would be great. I don't know where they are left off last. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in his Hakdama to Simon Shin Yotet. When it comes to Borer, we know Borer is one of the 39 Av Malachot, one of the Lavitat Av Malachot. And on Shabbos, and we're chayev on it a korban chatat if you did a shogeg. If you accidentally were borer, that's going to be only chayev a korban chatat. Not a big deal. Just add it to, you know, the long list of korbanot that I'm chayev to bring. Achar me'ev esrim ribim mot mashiach. And then he says, but if you were borer b'mezid, then it's just like every other malacha, which is going to be skila, as we discussed last night during Night Seder, for those that were part of that discussion. Right? So, realistically speaking, as always, the Mishnah Berurah opens off. Just, we're standing in Hilchos Shabbos. Shogeg, Korban, Chiyuv Chatat. Mezid, that's going to be, you know, Skila, assuming if you fit all of the parameters for that. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'avonotenu harabim. In our dilapidated state, right? It ends up being, Harbanashim Yechshalim Bisur Borer. Many people, they stumble, they fall when it comes to Borer. And as a result, the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this, I found it so important to give a short hakdama. Because I know how important this malacha is. Because I know how difficult it is. Because I know how practical it is. Because I know how often it is that people mess up with it. But all they need to know are three very simple tricks, and then everything's going to be mutar lechatchila. I need to give you a little bit of hakdama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, and he says, there's no iser medioraita unless you have one of three criteria. And that is to make it derech breira biyom chol. It's only going to be aser medioraita. We'll see this is a machloket rishonim in a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah tells us it's only going to be aser medioraita on the assumption that I have derech borer, that I am going to be sorting my food in a way that I would do so during the week. Right? There's going to be different questions. What makes borer and mutter versus aser? The Mishnah Berurah is taking sides here at the beginning. That realistically speaking, it seems to me the purpose of these three principles when it comes to borer is to shift borer from a maisa chol, something I would do in the week when I am, let's say, preparing my food, my wheat to make it into flour or something like that when I'm sifting or making my food. And I'm trying to shift it from a maisa chol, from a weekday activity, to a Shabbos day activity. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us there's three things. The first is, if you were borer psolet min ochel, right? If you take the waste from the food, right, you take the chaff from, let's say, the kernels of wheat, even if you do it with your hand and you're going to eat it right away, that's going to be problematic because you're taking the garbage, the bad, from the good. Two, imhu borer b'kli, right? If you use a specialized kli that you often use to sift things with, that's going to be problematic even if you're taking the good. And even if you are going to eat it right away, that's going to be problematic. And three, he says that afilu imu borer ochem in absolut ubiyado av shedato lachol acharzman chayev ve'eno mutar livror kol. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah says the third category is, realistically speaking, you cannot do borer, you can't separate your food to eat it later down the line. We'll discuss the question, what's the hagdara of la'altar or la'acharzman? How do I define what is my window of time for doing borer before meals? So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're going to do it by hand and you're going to take the food, if you're doing it to eat later, that's going to be problematic. Big three things that are coming out are big yesodos, and we'll see this in a minute, is you need to be taking the food from the bad. You need to be taking it by hand and not with a specialized kli. You can't use a kli miyuchad leborer, right? Certain vessels that are used specifically for borer. How expansive is that? What do we say? Is a slotted spoon to take the chicken out of the gravy? You use a slotted spoon to remove a piece of chicken from the sauce. Is that a kli miyuchad leborer or not? What about a vegetable peeler? I want to peel cucumbers because you don't care about the crunches in the peel and most of the nutritional values in the peel. You want to just take off the peel because whatever. Okay? Can I use a peeler on Shabbos? Or is that going to be called a kli miyuchad lebrera? That's going to be some of our discussions. And so the Mishnah Berurah that says, that's, and the third thing is going to be, right, food from waste. Kli that's not miyuchad lebrera, right, as non-specialized kli. And the question of how much time am I going to use, in what time frame, how much time am I planning to eat the food from the moment of borer? The Mishnah Berurah then says that you really cannot do any ma'isa borer on Shabbos unless you have all three. Biyad, miyad, le'achila. Those are our big three things always need to remember. Biyad, with your hands. Miyad, for immediate usage. Le'achila, because our plan is to eat it. Any questions till now on a little bit of Hakdama? Great. Okay, so now let's get into a little bit of the sugya as we know it in the Gemara and try and see a little bit as a p'ticha to the beginning of Hilchos Borer before getting into swimming into the deep ends of the Malacha. So always we have to start off and see, well, what are we talking about? Are we dealing with an Av Malacha, a Tolda, Isser D'Oraita, Isser D'Rabbanan, etc.? What is the Isser at hand? So the Mishnah tells us in Perek Klal Gadol, Mishnah Shabbos, on Dav Ayin Gimel and Aleph, right? Av Malachot, Arba Yim Achaser Echad. There are 39 Av Malachot, right? 40 minus 1 equals 39. And the Mishnah then lists three Malachot that are dealing with the actions known as Borer. Three separating actions. The first is Hazoreh, Haborer, the Hamirakid. These are the three. Okay? The first one is going to be Zoreh, Barachat LeRuach, right? This is, I believe, what we call, it's called in English winnowing, right? If let's say I have my wheat is mixed in, I have the kernels of wheat from which I grind to make flour, and mixed in with all the wheat is going to be what we call the chaff, the little klipa, the thin, you know, the thin outside area that is going to hold the kernel. So the easiest way that you're going to have to separate the heavy kernels from the thin chaff is what do? You take it with a pitchfork or a shovel. The wind is coming. You have a nice breeze. You take it. You chuck it up in the air because the kernels are heavy. They fall down because the chaff is very light. The wind is going to carry the kernel, the chaff, and move it over, let's say, a meter. So you do that a few times. You'll end up with a beautiful pile of kernels and a wonderful pile of chaff, and that is going to be called winnowing. Then we have the second one, borer. Rashi explains, what is borer? Psola biado, right? You are taking out the bad and leaving the good, right? What do? You want to remove, let's say, the pistachio shells to leave the shells in the bowl, right? You crack the peanut shells to have the shells out so that you have a bowl full of nuts. That's what you want to be doing. So with borer, what you end up doing is you're taking the bad out to be left with all of the good in your bowl. Or as we discussed earlier, your pomegranate seeds, you're taking off the shell and all the white stuff and the red, etc., to be left with a wonderful bowl of ruby red pomegranate seeds. Exactly, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And then the third, mirakid, is going to be sifting, where you're taking a nafa, a sieve, a sifter, and you're going to be doing all of your sifting malacha. That is our hakdama from the Mishnah. Three Isra'i Dioraita, three Avot Malachot that are related to Borer. The Gemara then discusses a little bit about this and says, well, yeah, let's just, right, where was this in the Mishnah, right? We'll get to that in a little bit, okay? Gemara discusses where, you know, a little bit of the background behind these Malachot, but let's focus more a little bit on Borer. I brought to you guys on the next page, or I think this is on your first page because the pages got cut off a little bit, a summary chart of the Gemara. It's a long Gemara that's a little bit complex, so I made you guys a little bit of a summary chart. Do you guys have it in front of you, or that page is also cut off?
We started at 60.
Numbers don't help me. Do you see this little chart there?
No.
Okay, well. Ah, yeah, you haven't found what you got up to this whole time because for some reason the first pages always get cut off, but beseder. So, to summarize, the Gemara tells us in Perek Klal Gadol, in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, or through Ayin Bet, right? It's a relatively long Gemara, so we're not going to go through the Gemara inside as we might often like to do. I want to just say outside the different shita in the Gemara. So in general, we have three questions that we want to be asking throughout the course of the Gemara, and there are five opinions. Okay? There's five different opinions in the Gemara for three questions. So it's a little bit complex. So I tried to make a nice chart. I'll say out the chart because you guys don't have it in front of you. And then we're going to see how the Rishonim take this whole sugya, this very complex sugya, and boil it down halacha l'maisa and move on from there, because our goal is to learn Hilchos Shabbos, not just to spend, we could spend all year learning Hilchos Borah B'Iyun. That would be awesome. But I guess that's not really our goal. We're trying to find a balance between learning the original sources, the halachot, and their backgrounds, and also knowing halacha l'maisa. So we're going to keep it and try and say the Gemara outside. The first question we're going to say is, what is the definition of borer ve'ochel, borer ve'minyach? What is that I can separate and eat and separate and put aside? What's going to be a quick case, right? That's going to be mutter. Lo yivror, you cannot do this, right? That would be an iser derabanan. Or ve'im berer chayav chatat. But if you do X, it's going to be an iser d'oraita where you're chayav akor mechatat. Right? We want to figure out our three categories. Mutter l'chatchila, aser mederabanan, right? Pater of al aser. You can't do it, but there's no punishment that necessarily goes along with it. Versus, this is aser d'oraita if you do it. If you do it, it is going to be aser d'oraita. You're going to be chayav akor mechatat. So the first opinion is that of Ula. Ula tells us very simply, there are two categories. It's not three categories. Category one is lebo bayom. If you are doing borer, in order to eat it today, that's mutzer lechatchila. If you are doing borer for tomorrow, la'achar zman, that's going to be aser. So basically, Ula is going to tell us the litmus test for hilchot borer is, am I going to use it on Shabbos? If you're going to use it on Shabbos, Ula would say, Givaldik, that's amazing. But if you're going to do Borer for something that's going to happen on Monday or Tuesday, that's Aser Midioraita, right? Without even getting into the question of Hachana, you're Maisa Borer, not Mitzan Hachana. You're preparing for after Shabbos. But the actual action of the Borer is going to be Aser because you weren't doing it for the sake of Shabbos. That is Ula's opinion. The next opinion we're going to discuss is Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda tells us that the defining character of Borer is, how much am I being Borer? Am I going to be Borer more than Shir Breira? Or less than Shir Breira? There's an amount of Borer that I'm able to do, right? Whether that's objective, subjective, we'll see in a little bit. That's going to be something, if you do less than that, it's going to be fine. But if you start being Borer more than that, that's not going to be okay. Let's just take, for example, right? There's four of you having a Shabbos meal together. So you decide, oh, let's open up a bag of peanuts. So you open up, you crack open one bowl of peanuts for everyone to eat around the table. It'll be nice. If you were to now take, you know, your 10-kilo sack of peanuts and crack open all 10 kilos and then put them in containers to put them back in the machzan for next week, that's clearly not, you know, that's way more than you're going to need. So, Ula, it's a question of, is it for Shabbos or for after Shabbos? Rav Chisda, is it an amount that we realistically need? For now, it's less than a shir borer? Or, no, it's way more than a shir borer, such as your 10-kilo bag for four people. Third opinion, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef now breaks it into three categories. Mutar lechatchila, Rav Yosef tells us, is biyad. If you do borer with your hands, you're good. The isser is that you're using a kli. You're using a special instrument that is made to separate. So Rav Yosef says, your hands are not made to separate things. Your hands are your hands. But that's not a kli miyucha lebrera. So the minute you use your hands, Rav Yosef says, you're good. Aser midir albanan. He says, it's going to be the knun v'tamchoy. These are they're forms, I forget exactly, did I bring down Rashi here? I didn't bring it here. But it's a type of sifter that is not, and like, it's not like as professional of a sifter. I forget what Rashi says. I think it's like it's a bottle that has a, like you took a bottle and you put a few straws in it so that the stuff goes down, but stuff gets stuck inside. I forget exactly the mitzvahs that Rashi explains, but it's basically, it's a kli that's miyuchad for breira, but it's not like a, wow, that's professional, right? You know who, like your friend who's like a professional chef and buys all these really fancy, crazy gadgets and gizmos, versus the person who's like, I could use my fork, I don't need a whisk. It works the same way, right? So that's kind of like, there's a difference, because no, there's a difference in a fork and a whisk versus like a mixer with all the fancy different attachments, etc. right? That's going to be the difference between the different kelim, whereas in the nafa v'kavra, the sifters and the sieves, those are much more heavy-duty instruments, whether it's size and quality, etc. That, Rav Yosef is going to tell us, is going to be aser midioraita. So far we've seen three ideas. Ula, how long am I, when am I going to use it? Rav Chisda, how much am I doing? Rav Yosef, how do I do it? Right? So we've seen when, how much, and how am I doing it? The fourth opinion is Rav Hamnuna. And he wants to say, it's mutter when I take the food from the psolet. You want to take, right? You crack open a pistachio nut, and you eat the nut. You're doing it, all you're trying to do is to eat the nut. And then you drop the shells, because they're probably going to be muksa. So then we're going to say, that's going, you're doing it for the food. But if what you're trying to do is you're taking the shells out of the bowl, right? You have all mixed, you have a bag which came all cracked, right? You know, classic Dari Yisrael, they broke, the bag got broken in the way and all your shells got crushed. And now you have a big bag of mixed nuts and cracked shells. So I want to pluck out all the shells to then just eat my nuts. So that's going to be problematic, Rav Hamnuna is going to say, because you're removing the psolet. So he's going to say, what matters is not how long it is or how you do it, but what am I taking? If you take the good from the bad or the bad from the good. And the fifth opinion is going to be Abaye, where he's challenging Ula. We often see, right, that. So Abaye says, Borer is mutter for immediate usage, la'altar. But, lebo bayom, even if you're going to use it the exact same day, but it's not immediately, that's going to be problematic. That'll be a discussion. Let's say you're preparing Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and then you're like, oh, well, we're planning to serve the nuts at Kiddush. We're also going to use them again at Shal Shudas. So I'll just do them both now. So according to Ula, that would be okay, because you're still using it in the same day. You're using it for Shabbos. Ula would say that's mutter l'chatchila. Whereas in, Abaye is going to come and say, no, you can't do that. It's an immediate usage. It's not the day of Shabbos is a day unto its own, but rather, what am I doing now? That is going to be our five shitot in the Gemara that are going to lead us into a question of how can I do Borer in a mutter way as opposed to an usser way? As I said, everything we're dealing with the same mitzias, right? You have your bowl of nuts and shells, or you have a bowl of, you know, peanuts, pistachios, and cashews, and you want to make it into three bowls. Or, you know, you have your schnitzel, and you have your chicken breast. You have your, you know, your teriyaki salmon, and you have your gefilte fish. Is that going to be called one thing? Is that going to be called two things? Is that going to be, you know, how do we relate to the different types of food? What if I have two exact types of chicken, right? I take two chickens. They're the exact same cut of meat. Let's say they're both chicken breasts or they're both polkies. One is made with a teriyaki sauce. One is made with like an orange glaze. Let's just say, okay? Is that going to be considered min echad? Or is that going to be a tarovet of multiple things? That's part of our discussion we're going to see. But that we're going to see in a few minutes. So these are our five shitot in the Gemara. Till now, are we clear? Without having the chart in front of us, was that like we see where the direction of the Gemara is going? What the general discussion is? How can I do Borer in a mutter way versus an usser way? And then we have different opinions in the Gemara how we can do it. So the question we want to ask is, I don't get it. Generally, when it comes to Malachot, there's actions that are mutter versus actions that are usser. What is it about Borer that the action itself is going to be mutter or usser? The only thing that changes is how am I doing it? At the end of the day, the bowl on the table looks the same if I do it in the mutter way and the usser way, correct? At the end of the day, I have in my bowl a whole bowl of peanuts, and I have in my garbage can a whole bag of shells. So what is it about these three klalim, biyad, miyad, ilachila, that are going to shift it from a usser action, from a maisa isser, that could be usser midioraita that you could end up dying for, getting stoned, or it's mutter l'chatchila, enjoy your nuts and have a great Shabbos. Right? There's such a wide spectrum here. What is it that makes it so unique? So here we actually find a machloket rishonim. On one hand, we have Rashi and Tosfot. On the other hand, we have Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ramban. Rashi and Tosfot explain what makes these three actions about Hilchot Borer so unique. Rashi says, the heter of biyad miyad lachila, it's a shinoi gadol. What you've done is, there was an iser of borer. You can't separate. But when you use, when you invoke all three principles at once, you take the good from the bad, and you're using your hands instead of a specific vessel that's made for borer, and you plan to eat it right away, that is a shinui gadol. You have just changed the malacha of borer. How do people generally do borer? They do a ton at once, they plan to put it away in their storehouse to have it for a long time, and they use special kalim. You would never walk into a factory and find, like, you know, some guy sitting there with his hands plucking out all of the kernels of the popcorn from, you know, the cob. That's just not what they would ever do in a factory. This is so different, right? We know that there's halachot of shinoi, where sometimes when I do something in a different manner, it's going to either relegate it from Nisr Derabanan, Dioraita to Derabanan, or the whole discussion, Machloket Chazaneish, Mishnah Berurah, how we relate to shinoi, etc. But we're going to see a world that, when we shift something from the way it's naturally done to a totally different form of doing it, that's going to relegate it to a different status. Right? Rashi explains, or Tosfot, no, we explain this is similar to Tochein, right? You're not allowed to grind things up, right? You can't take a mortar and pestle and grind up your drugs to make your homemade Tylenol on Shabbos, right? But the discussion, what if I use like the back of a knife? I do Ketisha with like the back of a knife. No one does. No one grinds things with the back of a knife. That's just not how anyone does things. So there, the reason why it's going to be mutter, we explain, is because you've changed. That's not how anyone in the world does it. So it's been removed from its shame tochein to something totally different. So to hear Rashi and Tosfot say, these three principles help us, and they save us to make us do borer, bitzura muteret, as opposed to the iser. The reason for that is, it's a shinoi gadol. It is a drastic difference between the way someone would normally do borer. Is that clear? Between the machloket Ula and Abaye from before? Yeah. Abaye is going to say it's for immediate versus later. Ula says it's for the day of Shabbos versus the, you know, anytime after. Boba Yom versus Lamachar. So that's the way that Rashi and Tosfot understand how these three heterim come together to make Borer Aser. Mutter, sorry. The Ramban, Nachmanides, and Rabbeinu Hananel argue with Rashi and Tosfot, and they want to say, the reason why these three heterim work is I'm not doing borer. What am I doing? I'm eating my food. In general, when I'm doing borer, I am separating to make the, you know, the wheat kernels versus the chaff. What am I doing on Shabbos? I'm simply put preparing my food. I'm sitting here with my hands, eating it immediately, taking the food that I want, and that's it. I'm taking the food with my hands and putting it in my mouth to eat right away. That's not called separating food. Separating food is to now have a 25-pound bag of wheat kernels and all the chaff thrown in the garbage. That's called Maisa Borer. That's called Derech Brera. By the Ramban and Rabbeinu Hananel or Machadish, that when you invoke all three principles, we're not dealing with Derech Borer, we're dealing with Derech Achila, because that's the way people eat food. People eat food by taking the good from that, right? You don't generally cut, you know, I don't know about you, but when I have like chicken on the bone, I apologize to any vegetarians or vegans in the room for the example, but tislachli, right? When I'm eating chicken on the bone, how many people here have ever seen someone eat chicken on the bone? They cut and they pick up the bone on their fork and then walk it over and throw it in the garbage. Has anyone ever seen anyone do that? Great. Because if you do, that's weird. What do you generally do? You cut a piece of chicken, you put it on your fork, and then you put it in your mouth and you eat it. What happens at the end of your meal? What's left on your plate? The bones. And depending on your personal preference, the skin as well. Right? That's called eating. When we deal with, you're trying to separate, but if you were like, You know, if you're working in a shechita house, you're trying to prepare, you wanted to prepare pargiot, okay? So you would end up removing the bones to have the little bit of dark meat to then sell pargiot. Okay? That's part of what we're doing. But when it comes to eating, we're not removing the garbage. We're actually, our entire purpose is trying to get to the food. So that's going to be, how do these three yesodos shift us from an usser form of borer to mutter? Rashi Tosvot, when we use all three principles together, that is called maisa achil. I'm sorry, that's called shinoi gadol. You've now changed completely what we're doing. Ramban and Rabbeinu Hananel, no, the whole purpose is we're shifting things from a maisa borer to derech achila. And now it's not called borer anymore, because this is just called having dinner. This is called having a snack. That is a little bit of a hakdama. With that, we now take another step forward. The Rush in the seventh parak of Shabbos in Siman Daled explains that, very simply put, al pi halacha, we really combine a lot of the different shitot. He tells us that, the Rush tells us, that the halacha is like Rav Ashi, right, that you cannot use a knun v'tam chol is a derabanan. Nafakavra is going to be dioraita. But if you use your hand, it's going to be mutter. And so too, if you put it to eat right away, that's going to be fine. But if you want to eat it at a different point in the day, it's going to be like a baye. That's going to be usser, right? The Rush is kind of sifting through, no pun intended, that which is, which shita we accept for different areas, right? He's kind of saying, well, we take a baye, we're mixing all the shitas together. It's not just one faceted, it's a multidimensional malacha. So we take a baye for the shear. We're going to take Rav Yosef for the how, etc. So he's basically saying that the whole purpose is, and they said, the Rush basically says, right, so it's going to have to be done immediately, like a baye, and it's going to have to be b'yad, like Rav Yosef. And he says, but what is the definition of la'alter al-pi abaye? You have to eat it immediately. So the Rush then quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, v'shir le'altar, the definition of the amount of time for immediately, Perish Rabbeinu Hananel explained, shir mashe mesiv ala shulchan lo tosuda. That's a question of like how long do you sit at the table for your meal, right? You can clearly, the Rush would say, v'shir Rabbeinu Hananel, do your borer before you sit down for dessert. You don't need to get up in the middle of the meal to do the borer for dessert. The Rush would say, v'shir Rabbeinu Hananel, that's considered within your meal, within your time frame of your meal, that's going to be acceptable. Okay, v'dafka ochel mitoch pesolet, right? This is going to kick in to the Rav Hamnuna. It has to be food from the bad and not the bad from the good. V'aborer shnei minei ochlin, oto sherotze lochlo ata mikrei ochel v'idach mikrei pesolet. What happens if I have a mixture of two types of food? Right? Is there a case, let's say I have, we said before, you bought your bag of mixed nuts at the makolet. So you now have a bag that has peanuts, pistachios, and cashews. Okay? You all of a sudden got this crazy cashew craving. You really, really want your cashews. If you remove the peanuts and make a bowl of peanuts, is that called ochel or psolet? What do you say? Yara, what do you say? What do you say? Why? Peanuts are food. Fantastic. That's what the Rush is telling us here as we go over Paskin La'alacha. Even if I have two types of food that are mixed together, and it's not like we're dealing with, the discussion that we'll see in the section of the Mishnah Berurah, this is one of the cases that's going to be Borei Derabanan, is what if I have, like, you know when you buy lettuce, sometimes, like, the outer leaves are a little bit, like, you know, a little bit mildewy or moldy. The outer leaves are kind of more wilted than the inner ones. So the Mishnah Berurah says, actually, that's the case of Isra Derabanan of Borer, when you're removing, like, the wilted, mildewy lettuce from, like, the good quality lettuce. We'll get to how exactly that plays out depending on the type of lettuce. It'll shift differently. But practically speaking, that's going to be a case. But not dealing with that. I have a bag of perfectly good quality kosher peanuts and amazing good quality cashews. It's all good. But right now I crave my cashews. So if you take out the peanuts to make a bowl on the side, that's going to be usser. Why? It's a bowl of food. Exactly as was just said, no. Because right now, my kavana is I want the cashews, I don't want the peanuts. The peanuts, even though they're totally edible, my mindset, my machshava, has just put them aside as psola because right now I want the cashews, so that's going to be problematic. Okay, the Bala Maor, in his commentary on Dabei Arif, asks a really, really simple question. When we deal with all Lamed Tet Malachot, what are they? Malachot Shetzricha Magufa. They are all aspects, they're all Malachot that we inherently need and want that which what we're doing. Right? When I tie a knot, what am I trying to do? Tie two things together. Right? We'll get into that when we get to kosher matir. How's that different than tofer, korea, etc.? Sewing versus tying. Fascinating discussion. But, realistically speaking, all the malachot are because you want something. Right? Why do I plow my field? Because I want to have a plowed field. That's a active malacha where I want a certain result at the end of the day. What's the case with borer? The malacha of borer, the Baal HaMor asks. The malacha of borer is a malacha she'eno tzricha legufa. I inherently don't want the chaff. I am taking the psolet, all of the shells, all of the garbage, all of the bones out of my fish. As far as I'm concerned, I can throw them in the garbage. I couldn't care less. Light them on fire. Send them off to the moon. I don't care what's done with it. I want my food. So how can I have borer? These are the only malachot in all 39 where it's inherently a malacha she'eno tzricha legufa. Bishul, I want the food that I'm cooking. Or ofe, if we want to use the term from the pshat of the Mishnah. Okay? Everything we're doing is a positive aspect. I want that. It's result-oriented. But borer, it's actually, the malacha is done on the bad. It's a malacha she'eno tzricha legufa. So why is this the one exception? So that is really the question of the Bala Maor. And he says, you know, this is really very interesting. So Rav Rimon, in his fantastic Svarim on Shabbos, explains that the Bala Maor understood that all 39 malachot were gzeirat katov, and borer is a chiddush. The din of borer is the chiddush, that even though it's a malacha she'eno tzricha legufa, it is going to be allowed, right? How can I accept borer as one of the 39 malachot? It seems very odd. Rather, this seems to be a malacha she'eno tzricha legufa. I don't care about that which is being done with the malacha. I just want the result of having my bowl of nuts. I just care about having my boneless piece of fish. Parentheses. That's how they invented gefilte fish. Gefilte fish was this Ashkenazi super genius invention, right? It's up there with, like, you know, the greatest inventions of all time, like sliced bread and, you know, the smartphone. Okay? Gefilte fish was, how can we create a fish that doesn't have bones, so we don't have boner shilas on Shabbos, and we don't choke to death because we have a bone stuck, you know, lodged in our throat. So, wonderful. What do? When we have problems, we have to think out of the box and invent something. And lo and behold, we invented gefilte fish. Sub-parentheses inside our parentheses. Realistically speaking, the bones are probably still in there. They've just been ground up into the log with the rest of our fish. So you're not going to choke on them because they've been ground together. Stop. Okay, end parentheses, back to shear. Wonderful Ashkenazi invention. Gefilte fish was, you know, historically came to solve our wonderful border halakha l'maisa shailas. Okay? Maybe that's how they made, you know, hot dogs and chicken nuggets also. I don't know. That definitely wasn't an Ashkenazi thing, but whatever. Okay? So this is the question of the Bala Maor. Malacha she'eno tzricha legufa. How could that be? Rav Rimon, 39 av malachot are gzeirat katov, and borer was the exception, but this is what we were taught. The Biur Halacha, right? Authored by the Mishnah Berura, right? Biur Halacha, where the harchavot, the, you know, elongated ideas on specific, more bigger issues from the Mishnah Berura, right? You open the Mishnah Berura, Shulchan Aruch's on top. And then on the bottom, there's the Mishnah Berura on the inside column. And then on the outer column, that's the Biur Halacha. So the Biur Halacha tells us that this question was also asked by the Yeshuas Yaakov. But the Yeshuas Yaakov also brought the question of the Bala Maor. So the Biur Halacha quotes this question. And he says, he quotes the answer of the Yeshuas Yaakov, which is also the same answer as the Ramban. The Ramban and the Yeshuas Yaakov both explain in a fantastically beautiful way that the whole purpose of Borer is that you don't want the waste, because it's not edible. And when the waste is mixed with the food itself wasn't edible. Right? I would never just stick my hand into a bag of peanuts and shells and just eat whatever came out. I would view that whole mixture as inedible until I could fix it, right? No one here would do that, right? You wouldn't stick your hand into the bag of, you know, moldy cucumbers and, you know, crisp, nice, fresh cucumbers, and whichever comes out, right? You just wouldn't do that. You would, like, take a second and be like, these are the good ones, these are the ones that might kill me, and I'll rinse off the other ones, and it's going to be great. Okay? So before you do your Maisa Borer, the Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ramban are saying, the mixture wasn't edible. And as a result, the Maisa Borer is not called removing waste. Rather, what am I doing? The entire purpose of my Borera, the Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ramban tell us, is perfecting food. I am not removing waste. Rather, it's called Tikkun Ma'achal. I am fixing, I am salvaging, I am, you know, it's the saving grace of the food, and as a result, that's not going to be a problem. Realistically speaking, so we have a question of the Bala Ma'or, why is Borer part of the Lametet Malachot? It seems to be an exception to the rule, that has to be a Malacha Shetzricha L'Gufa. No, Malacha She'enu Tzricha L'Gufa. How could that work? Rav Rimon, Tzigzera Katov. Right? We have 39 Malachot, and this is, these are the 39 we were given, we work with them, this is what was passed down in the Torah. Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ramban? No! Borer is not called removing waste. It's called perfecting food. I am coming to, you know, to enhance the food that's in front of me and make it more edible. I'm coming to make the food better. I had a bad mixture. Now I have an opportunity to raise it up. Okay? This is going to be, and we'll see that a little bit later, in a idea in the Machloka between the Chazon Ish and the Mishneh Berurah on, let's say, you know, can I remove a fly from my soup? Right, I in whatever kid's book, I forget what it was called, the fly in the soup, you swallowed the fly, whatever. Yeah, the old lady that swallowed the fly. I knew I wasn't making that up. Awesome. Okay. Whatever. Okay, so point is, there's going to be a discussion on how do I relate to... Okay, so that's going to be a discussion on how on earth do I come to be attacking different foods? How do I look at the Malacha of Borer? Do I look at it as, really, I'm coming to remove the waste? Or this idea that the whole purpose of Borer is going to be Tikkun HaMachal. This is actually going to be a discussion. I discussed this yesterday with my Chavruta. When we're learning Yisra Behetzer and Hilchos Kashrus, when we have, right, if you have, let's say, a piece of treif chicken that mixed in with two pieces of kosher chicken, right? Classic discussion, Rashba, how, you know, can I eat all three at once? Do I have to wait, etc.? Maybe I have to throw a piece out or not. But, realistically speaking, there's an idea in Chassidus. Some of the Chassidic posts can bring it. I believe it's also brought down in the Shu'at Tzemach Tzedek. I could be wrong about that off the top of my head. That, dafka, we should eat all three of them. Because now that it's batel berov, that's our way to raise up the piece of treifa and make it kosher. And that's like the whole purpose. We're trying to do raise things up, make things that were bad good. That's our entire purpose in this world. Okay? So too, a little bit, it's not exactly the same, but this is similar to what the Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ramban are telling us. The purpose of doing our borer is we're not trying to remove the psolet. All we are doing is we are perfecting the food. I am taking a mixture that I would never have eaten, that was probably potentially dangerous for me to eat, and now I'm making it edible. That is the greatest thing we can do. Okay? The Beis Yosef quotes the Shibboleth HaLeket. And the Shibboleth HaLeket brings down from Rabbi Yoshia that there was a case where they wanted to do, they did Borer with these three differences, Biad Miad L'Achila. And he said, when you do it this way, it's a Shinoi Gadol, similar to Rashi and Tosfot. And that's going to make it Motel L'Achila. But in general, he asks the question, right, Rashi and Tosfot said the Shinoi here works to make it Matul Chatchila. But generally, the Yeshua is the Shevet Alevi Sari asks, not Shevet Alevi, Shibboleth HaLeket, excuse me, a Shinoi only helps with the Derabanan. How can I now do a Shinoi Dioraita? That's not going to really help me too much. And so, this is what we quoted before, the Shibboleth HaLeket says it's similar to when you grind with the handle of a knife. It's so direct. It should be noted, if anyone ever grinds with the handle of a knife, be careful how you hold the blade of the knife so you don't cut your hand open. Otherwise, you end up with a nice cut like I do. But point is, what? Exactly. So point is, just as an aside, if you ever end up finding yourself grinding with a knife, safety first, take proper precautions, you know, hold it with a towel or anti-knife gloves, and you're going to be fine. Okay? That's a thing. They have like clothing that's anti, that's, you know, meant to not be stabbed through. For those that were laughing at the anti-knife. Thing.
Like, you'll shred your skin.
What?
It's like mandolins or whatever.
Oh, that also you could do. But point is, yeah, we had stuff like this in the army. You know, it was like a vest that you couldn't stab through. You know, you could stab it, you know, straight on with a knife from different angles. It just won't, you know, the way the material is weaved, etc. It's, you know, it's, you know, unable to be stabbed. So make sure to take proper precaution when holding a knife by its blade. That's just, yeah, safety parentheses. Okay? So he says, just like there, we're going to say it's going to be allowed because that's such a big shimrei from the way it's normally done. So too, that's going to matter even in Isser D'oraita, right? Tochen, be, tochen with the edge of a sword, with the ktata, the handle of a ktata de sakina, the handle of a knife is going to be mutter, even though generally it would be Isser D'oraita. So too, with Bora, we have our big three, that's going to be the case. The Mishnah Berurah then also quotes this, and he said, similar, one going back to what we were saying earlier, generally when we do Maisa Borer, we're doing it not to eat right away. The whole purpose, we want to fill our storehouse. I want to make sure that I have food to eat. For now, we're like squirrels. We put our acorns away for the rest of the winter, right? You want to make sure you have food to eat on another day. You don't want to just like make sure that you're going to be out of food and you're going to have a problem. So the whole purpose of Borer historically was to ensure that you had what to eat after the fact. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, on Shabbos, that's not the case. The whole intention of Borer on Shabbos is to make sure that I can eat on Shabbos, right? So that's why it's such a big shift, is our mindset is, this is going to be more of a Ramban, Rabbeinu Chanan el Derech, that it's changing the way we do things during the week. During the week, we generally do a lot, our shear is a ton, to put away for later. On Shabbos, we do just what we need for now in order to eat now. Any questions? Any questions, comments, thoughts? Awesome. Great. So now let's see a really interesting sugya, and with this we'll end for the night. And that is a machloket, or arguably a machloket, between the Gemara and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara and the Bavli is a fascinating discussion in the 7th parak of Masechet Shabbos in Halacha Bet, or Daf Mem Ten Amid Bet, depending on, you know, if you have a newer Yerushalmi or not. The Yerushalmi tells us a fascinating thought. The Haborer, when it comes to Borer, Amar Rav Yudin, right? For those of you from Fairlawn, Rabbi Yudin, maybe this is his namesake or his great-great-grandfather, I don't know. Okay? So, Rabbi Yudin says, Yeshehu Borer Tzrurot Kol Hayom Ve'enu Mitchayev. There's someone who could be sitting there, you know, removing the stones from his cholent, let's just say, all day, and he's never going to be chayev in Isser D'oraita. Yeshu notel kegrogeret umiyad mitchayev. And there's someone who he could take out a single stone, a single little rock, a pebble, toss it out in his chayev D'oraita. How can that be? Didn't we seem to say that Borer is going to be a problem? How can I have one person could take 1,000 stones out of his chulin, right? Psolet from the ochel. And he's not chayev. But someone can take out a single one, it's going to be chayev. Crazy. He's Yerushalmi. I'm not like bringing you some, you know, made-up sources. He's Yerushalmi. This is like legit. So how can we say that? So, this is what we're saying. Yerushalmi explains, the question is not whether or not you're just taking out one stone or a lot of stones. The way Rabbi Yudin and the Yerushalmi understand the Malacha of Borer, and this ties in to what we said before in the answer of the Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ramban, is that the entire purpose of Malach of Borer is Tikkun HaMachal. I want to make sure that my food is edible. So what's the case going to be where your Borer Tzruros Kol Hayom Ve'enu Mischayev? You have, you know, this huge bag of food, and there was a huge sandstorm, and you know, your food's now 70% sand. And you have to pluck out all the sand to get to your food. And you've been sitting there for hours, and your big food bag is, you know, instead of 30-70, it's now finally 50-50. Right? You spent all day removing little granules of sand and small pebbles from your food, and you're not mechayev because you still don't have food. You haven't been mitake in the tyrobes. You have a mixture. The mixture is still not edible. I can't do anything with it. So in that case, you could have removed thousands of small stones, and it's still going to be mutter l'chatchila, Rabbi Yudin says. Because you haven't fixed the food. The food is still inedible. But what's a case where you remove a single stone in your chayev? One stone fell into your crock pot, and you take out your one stone, you're chillin'. It's not totally chillin'. But if you have 5,000 stones in your chillin', you remove 2,000 of them. Your cholent is not matukun yet. You still have cholent now with a ton of stones. So that's going to still be not, you know, that's still not edible. That's how the Yerushalmi understands it. Okay? The Korban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe, the two main commentaries on the Daf in the Yerushalmi, explain it like this. There's a reason that you're sorting your mixture is because you're trying to fix the food. And if you only sorted your mixture 80% of the way, that's not really called edible food, right? I would never eat a, you know those, like, you know, they had those jelly beans as a kid, and like some were like great flavors and some were like, you would never eat that, you know, like blueberry or Windex. I don't know what, you know what I'm talking about? There's like those jelly beans, like there's the good one and there's like the evil one. Okay, great. Right? There's like, you know, whatever, raspberry or, I don't know, blood, whatever bad red things can be, right? Okay, so realistically speaking, you know, if you would never like stick your hand into like one of those big, you know, Costco size, like 5 pound jars of like half good, half bad beans. You would never stick your hand in, take like a handful of them and toss them in your mouth at once.
Why not?
Because like that's gross. Also like diabetes. But if they're all good flavors, you would. Ah, that kind of like creates like a flavor explosion and like great.
Like they make recipes and you put like the three different flavors in your mouth and it's like a whole new flavor or something.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yes. Okay. Yes. Point is.
You don't use like rotten egg for that.
No.
Yeah.
Blueberry
muffins are delicious. Rotten eggs are, well, rotten eggs. Okay? Very simply put. So point is, the way the Korban Eidah and the Pnei Moshe explain it is that when you only fix the food part way, that's not called food. So you haven't actually fixed it yet. But if all it had was like, there was that one black licorice and you took it out and I was like, okay, these are all good. Right? Sorry for offending all of those who like black licorice. You know, I hope you'll forgive me. But point is, that is the understanding of the Yerushalmi. The Bavli strongly disagrees. The Gemara in Shabbos and Ayin Dalet Amud Bet says Tanur Rabbanan Hayu Lefanav Minei Ochlin Borer VeOchel Borer Minyach V'Lo Yivror Ve'Im Berer Chayiv Chata. The Bavli seems to say that no matter what type of brera you do, you're Chayiv Chata immediately. The Egle Tal, the Sakhar Chava Rebbe, right, the Avni Nezer, in his groundbreaking sefer, Egle Tal is a really, you can't learn, right? Egle Tal Lametet Malachot. You really, it's a fundamental sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, right? As one of my rabbis once told me, you can't learn Hilchos Shabbos without the Chassidim, because some of the greatest svarim in Hilchos Shabbos are Chassidic, right? Egle Tal, Sakhar Chava, etc. The Egle Tal wants to play out. Some disagree with him on this, that there's a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi. According, in understanding the fundamental principle of Borer, according to the Yerushalmi, the definition of Borer is, I have now been mitaken my food. I now have a 100% edible, you know, food mixture, right? It's now totally edible. Before it was my, you know, stone-filled chulin. Now it's chulin, right? That sounds a lot more appetizing, okay? Whereas in the Bavli, he's going to say, no, every single act of removing a stone is another isser. Every little thing you do, every little borer is going to be problematic. The purpose of the Bavli is saying we're trying to perfect the food, and the chiyav only comes in once the mixture is 100%. So if I remove 95% of my rocks, even though now I can really eat the food without worrying about breaking my teeth, Yerushalmi would say, you're still not probably usher. Whereas the Bavli is going to say, what do you mean? Every single one of those stones is problematic. That is how the Egle Tal understands this Machloket Bavli Yerushalmi. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, except said, that's not necessarily true. L'kulei Alma, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like the Bavli. No one paskins like this Yerushalmi. What? Yoshev kolay borer kolayom, veino mitzchayev, right? Sit all day doing borer, right? You you have your 10-pound bag of jelly beans, and you're just like, we're going to make a pile of the red ones. And you sit there all day organizing your jelly beans based off of color because, you know, you like one of these, like, satisfactory videos of, like, seeing the like, massive mess. And then, like, it's perfectly, you know, the colors of the rainbow, whatever. Okay? So that's something that, you know, you just want to do. So you do that all day. Your shami's going to say, like, well, if you leave, like, one of each color in the other color one, that's fine. The Babli's going to say, no, that you're out of your mind. That's like Isser Dio Raita for every single jelly bean you just took out of the jar and placed in a different place. So that one says, halacha l'maisa be paskin like the Babli. And every single maisa borer is usser, even if you were not metakein the entire mixture. But the Aruch HaShulchan explains that there's no actual machloket at all. It's not like the Eglei Tal wants to say, it's a machloket Babli Yerushalmi pinning heads between the two Talmuds, and it's now a wonderful fight. No. Realistically speaking, the Aruch HaShulchan said that according to the Bavli, the Rav Yudin and the Yerushalmi would agree with the Bavli. Except if you only were Mevarer 90% of the mixture, then that's only going to be an Isser Derabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no machloket Bavli Yerushalmi, they both agree with each other. If you are Borer most of the mixture, or some of the mixture, but it's not 100%, that's going to be Isser Derabanan. If you're Borer the entire thing, that's going to be Isser Dioraita. The Aruch HaShabbos wants to say, says also, it's only in a, same thing, it's only in a Isser Derabanan, like in the case of Yerushalmi, but if you were to be Mevarer, you know, in a way where, even if you, the Aruch HaShabbos of Gelber, Shlita, wants to say that Yerushalmi would agree to the Babli, if let's say I cleared 90% of my mixture, so now I can eat it without worrying. Right? I'm not worried if, like, you know, it's 10% stone that I'm going to break my teeth. Whatever. So the Aruch HaShabbos, in that case, the Yerushalmi would agree to be chayev, probably if the dish is clearly edible, even if it's not 100%, right? You remove 98% of the stuff. So it's still it's totally edible, and, you know, you find, like, that random eggshell in your egg salad, like, the one eggshell in your, like, you know, huge dish of egg salad, that's not going to be something that worries us. Rav Avadia explains that actually some hold, like, that there's this Rabbanan and there's no machloket. Whereas he says, no, there's someone who actually say that according to the Bavli, the Yerushalmi might be Mutar L'Chatchila or Dioraita. That Rav Avadia says it's kind of, there's some who hold there's a machloket, some who hold not, but it's not really a machriya. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we've started seeing today a little bit of our Hakdama to the Malacha of Borer. We've explained a little bit why Borer is so unique in that it is really everything's Mutar L'Chatchila or Aser Dioraita. Very, very few Isuri Derabanan. Almost everything that is going to be problematic can be done in a mutter way, right? Biad miad la'achila. How does Borer work? Rashi Tosfot. It is a Shinoi Gadol. Ramban, Rabbeinu Chananel. It is going to be a Derech Achila as opposed to a Maisa Brera, right? Then we saw the question of what makes it, you know, why is it going to be a Malacha? It's not a Malacha Sheino Tzicha L'Gufa. It is a Malacha Sheino Tzicha L'Gufa. How does that work? Rav Rimon, it's a Gzera Katov, right? The Ramban and the Yeshuas Yaakov, no, it's perfecting our food. That's also seemingly brought in the Shibboleth Leket. Okay? We're trying to do is trying to set aside things that we're going to eat on Shabbos, use on Shabbos. The whole purpose of Shabbos is that we're resting. I don't want to be using my Shabbos to now prepare dinner for the rest of the week. I don't want to store my warehouse. My storehouse is, I don't want my machzan full of food for the rest of the week. My goal is to enjoy Shabbos Kodesh, to have some menucha on Shabbos, and so I need to eat, so I'm going to prepare what I need to eat, but I don't want more than that. And that's going to be the question, Yerushalmi Bavli, is it a question of fixing the entire food, versus, no, every little piece of borer is going to be usher. With that, we'll stop here and pick up next week for the continuation of our adventure through the Malachot and the Halachot of Malachot Borer.